News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
This week we'll see regulations on the building of modular homes relaxed as the government attempts to fix the housing crisis. But while welcoming the increase of supply, one Labour TD has said he's concerned about how the new laws could affect Ireland's most vulnerable. Conor Sheehan is Labour TD for Limerick City. Morning to you, Conor.
Good morning, Jonathan.
First of all, let's talk about these changes. What is allowed from this week?
Well, basically, there are new exempted development guidelines that are coming in today, which means that you will be allowed essentially build a modular unit up to 45 square metres or an extension of up to 45 square metres up from 32 square metres without applying for planning permission. Now, the planning exemptions also apply to a raft of things. So you're talking about external wall insulation, you're talking about, say, attic conversions, you're talking about a small bike shed at the front of your property. So the vast majority of what the government are actually doing here is, and I mean this sincerely, quite welcome, because it does free up local authority planners to allow them to deal with more important things. I mean,
they deal with the bigger things as opposed to worrying about the small things. But you're concerned that some unscrupulous people might say, this is great, I'm going to put a shed out the front and I'm going to rent it out and what, not tell anyone about it? Or what are you worried about?
Well, my concern here is around the rental piece, because initially when government came forward with this, they said that it was to allow family members to live in a modular unit adjacent to the main property, and I have no issue with this. But what they are doing now is that they will allow a landlord to rent out one of these units while treating the tenant as a licensee, which is the way the rent a room scheme works, which is the up to 14,000 euro a year tax-free allowance. And that essentially means that the tenant does not come under the RTB Act. The tenant really doesn't have any rights in terms of if there's a dispute, they have no place to go. They can't go to the RTB. And also they don't come under the rental caps, and they really have no protections. And while theoretically these units, you know, should have to be of the highest standard, the fact of the matter is, because there isn't going to be really an inspection regime, we know local authorities do not really have the resources to inspect these. They don't have enough inspectors. My concern is that we could lead to a situation where we have a proliferation of essentially low quality modular units.
Okay. What does the legislation say about this, Conor? Because there's a real concern here. If people are renting these out, it's supposed to be for your granny or for your son or daughter. But if someone is there as a licensee, Maria, is the legislation simply silent on it?
Well, the guidelines, the planning guidelines say that these units have to come under the building BCAR. It's known, it's the building control regulations, that they have to be of a high standard. But the fact of the matter is that there is no inspection regime to actually check this. And while you will see, you know, some people installing very high quality modular units, the fact of the matter is the high quality modular units are not cheap. So you are going to as well see, unfortunately, a proliferation of low quality units. I'm thinking of areas. I know you're from Cork yourself. If you look at College Road, near enough to UCC, you look at Plassey out by UL in Limerick, UCD, these areas where they're under severe pressure in terms of getting rental accommodation for students, for example, I am concerned that you could see a proliferation of low quality, essentially and stack them modular units near these properties.
Okay, Conor, we'll keep an eye on that as the new regime comes into place. Conor Sheehan, Labour TD for Limerick, thanks very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. conversation that counts.